Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Congressman Dave Loebsack, who just announced he'll be retiring at the end of his term in 2021. So let's just get started with this. Since you announced that you're going to be retiring after this Congress or after your term's over, what's the reaction been? What have you been hearing?
Oh, gosh. Well, people are very supportive of my decision, as you might imagine. I've been doing this now for, going on 14 years. I'm in my 13th year right now. And I think people understand, you know, there comes a time in every politician's life when he or she has to move on to something different, you know. And, you know, let other folks take a crack at it. And I feel pretty confident that we're going to be able to get a good Democratic candidate and that the seat will stay in Democratic hands. I didn't mention it in my press release, but I've got family I'm anxious to see more of. I've got three grandchildren, two of them out in California at the Marine Base Camp Pendleton, and one in Mount Vernon. So I'm very much looking forward to spending more time with them, that's for sure.
And then over your 13 years, what's been your favorite part about serving Iowa's 2nd District, or what's the one thing that you're going to miss the most?
Well, that service part is really what it's all about, to be honest. It's about making sure that we help people as much as we possibly can. I think most people probably wouldn't realize or think about just how much help a member of Congress provides to his or her constituents. I've helped a lot of veterans with issues with the VA or pensions or whatever. A lot of people, come with concerns about Social Security or visas or any number of things, you know. And I've been fortunate to have really great staff over the years who can help out on a lot of those issues.
And then you've certainly done a lot in your time in Congress. What's maybe one thing or two things that you've done that's really stood out and that you really take pride in?
Well, a couple things. The flood of 2008 was such a massive hit to southeastern Iowa, billions of dollars of damage. And I was able to secure a lot of flood relief money for Cedar Rapids, for Iowa City, for other parts of my district as well. The district suffered half of the $10 billion in damage that the whole state suffered in 2008. And I was able to bring a lot of relief there. And then I've done as much as I could for the rural parts of my district, too, which, you know, most people don't realize make up such a big part of my district. I got a lot of rural broadband bills through, and I've been very, very happy about that. We got to make sure we continue to build that service out to as many people as possible in the rural areas so they can have the economic development that they need so they can, you know, make sure that their children have the educational opportunities and that they have the health care options in rural areas. And then finally, I've done a lot for veterans. Those folks have been willing to lay their lives down for the rest of this country. And the least that we can do is make sure that we treat them with the dignity and the respect they deserve.
It's been a long time since someone else has sat in your seat. What kind of advice would you give to the next generation or the next person to come in and want to make a change?
If you want to win this seat, you have to go to all 24 counties all the time. If you want to keep this seat, if you want to do the right thing to represent the 780,000 people in this district, you have to make sure that you go out to where they live, work, and play. I'm right now in between Newton, where I visited a biodiesel plant, and Osceola. I'm on Interstate 35 right now, and I'm going to visit a manufacturing plant there. And then I'm going to go to the Decatur County Hospital in Leon, and then I'm going to spend the night in Centerville and get up and do a number of visits in the district tomorrow as well. That's what it's about, getting out, talking to folks, and learning about the district and knowing what their concerns are so you can take them back to Washington, D.C., and do the right things for them. And so that's a big part of it. I've already done 20 copies of your congressman this year. I'm going to continue those so I can hear what people have to say and what they want me to be doing for them.